我们这一节要跟大家一起来分享有关跟进的工作。
In this class, we'd like to share about a follow-up.
早上福地传道跟我们谈到有关受洗后的成长。
And this morning, Pastor Rudy shared with us about growth after baptism.
好，那其实受洗后的成长其中一个很大的关键就是在于用跟进的工作是不是做得好。
And actually, a major aspect of growth after baptism is whether or not the work of follow-up is done well.
好，布迪传道也谈到说，我们美国信徒在这几年来这个成长率很甚至还比不上这个流失率。
And Pastor Rudy also shared that in the past few years in the U.S., our rate of growth cannot catch up with our rate of loss.
根据统计这个流失率最高就是信主之后受洗之后三年内的信徒。
And statistically speaking, our greatest time during loss is within the first 3 years of baptism.
他们的流失率是最高的。
And that's when we lose the most members.
虽然洗了很多但是溜走的也很多。
So even though we washed many people also leave.
鱼好不容易抓到了，那却从网子里面又溜走了。
It's as if we caught a lot of fish, but they escaped through holes in the net.
所以要怎么样来避免这个事情继续发生？
And so how do we avoid this to continue to happen?
那要从两方面来着手。
And we can go in from two ways.
一个就是在受洗洗礼的把关这个事情上要加强。在洗礼是不是为他施洗的这个事情上要比较严格。
First is how we determine whether somebody could be baptized, we might be more rigid in determining this.
当然教会没有理由拒绝人家洗礼。
And of course the church doesn't have any reason to refuse somebody from baptizing.
但是教会却有责任让人家明白为什么要洗礼。
But the church has a responsibility to make sure people understand why they're being baptized.
有一些工人们操之过急经常说赶快洗，赶快洗哦。
And there's some workers who are always in a hurry to baptize more and more people.
那可能道理只听过一次两次就给他洗礼了。
And the truth seeker may only attend one or two sermons, but yet they want them to be baptized.
那以至于说他对道理的没有根基所以当他洗礼之后甚至他后悔了。
And so that they're not rooted in the truth, and even after they're baptized, they may regret that they baptized.
以前小弟在纽约皇后区教会就曾经遇过这样。
And before I met a situation in Queen's Church.
在这个受洗班就是隔天就要洗礼的那要洗礼之前有一个洗礼班的这个课上课里头。
And so the day before baptism, we had a class for those who are going to be baptized.
小弟的习惯就是会再一次的把十大信条再 go over 一次。
And my habit is to go over the 10 basic beliefs with them.
那再来就是这个受洗之后用信徒生活手册告诉他们洗礼之后哪些事情可以做，哪些事情不能做。
And then I use the Christian Living Handbook to go over with them what they can and cannot do after baptism.
哪些事情是信徒的义务。
And what are things that are duties of believers?
那讲完之后，就有有那个有人就说那周传道能不能把我报名表要回来呀？
And so after I say these, somebody would say, "Hey, Pastor,can I take back my application for baptism?"
我想我还没有预备好。
I don't think I'm ready yet.
因为那个带我来的那个人没有跟我讲说信耶稣还要奉献。
Because the person who brought me to believe didn't tell me that I have to offer tithe.
我没有办法奉献。
I cannot offer tithe.
那到后来跟他说明之后，说奉献不是强迫了，是甘心乐意的。
And so we clarify that offering is out of your willingness. Nobody will force you to offer.
那他才稍微懂一原来是这样子。
And so he understood and said, "Oh, so that's the way it is."
那还有一个这个是年轻人一个小姐。
And there's another young woman.
哦，他要把，哦，他没有直接讲哦，他是跟带他来的那个姐妹讲，说他不洗了。
And she didn't say it directly to me, but she told the sister who brought her that she doesn't want to get baptized anymore.
哦，为什么？
Why?
哦，因为啊，竟然说受洗之后只能嫁给基督徒啊，不能够嫁给其他人哦。
She said that after I baptize, if I can only marry another believer and I can't marry somebody else.
哦，这样太不自由了。
Then it's too restricting.
哦，因为我们谈到说，洗礼之后哦，在将来的婚姻哦。要选择同样信仰，他觉得说这是一种捆绑。
Because we said that after you get baptized in your marriage, you have to find somebody of the same faith, and she finds that this is too bounding.
哦，所以这些都是道理不清楚。
And so all of these are due to the lack of understanding of the teachings.
哦，所以在道理还不清楚的情况之下，哦，他贸然洗礼，哦，可能他觉得说，哦，我来教会那么多次了，哦，每到布道会的时候啊，哦，大家都叫我要洗礼，好了，这一下子我就洗礼好了，哦，也给你们一个交代了。
And so they may not have come to church too many times, but maybe every time they come to Spirit's convocation, they will be encouraged to be baptized. And so one time they may just say, "All right, I'll get baptized."
哦，那看到这个周传道好可怜哦，经常这个灵恩会都没有人洗礼哦，我给他可以跟总会交代哦，帮他做业绩好了。
And so they may feel sorry for the pastors who always come and give spiritual convocation, but nobody gets baptized. So they thought, well, maybe I'll give him something to show for his effort.
哦，那这个都是在洗礼上哦，没有清楚了。
And this is all because they're not clear about the teaching of baptism.
哦，所以职务会哦，这个审核并不是说我权柄很大，我可以决定你得救跟不得救，不是这样子哦。
And so the council members don't have the authority to say whether somebody gets saved or not get saved.
哦，而是要帮助这个申请要接受洗礼的哦这个慕道朋友去了解为什么要洗礼哦，还有它的严肃性在哪边。
But they have the responsibility to tell the applicants of baptism why baptism is why it is necessary and why it is so important.
哦，小弟习惯都这么说了哈，当这个洗礼班结束哦，我说决定要不要洗还是。哦，主权在你们哦。
And so I'm used to concluding these baptism classes with saying that it is still up to you whether or not you want to get baptized or not.
那你如果真的道理明白，也下定决心啊，明天就带着换洗的衣服哦，跟我到洗礼场去死。
And I would say that if you understand the teaching and you have this determination, then tomorrow bring a change of clothing to the baptism site so that we can die.
哦，跟耶稣基督一起死哦。
To be crucified with Christ.
哦，然后一起复活，变成新的人。
And to resurrect with Christ and become a new man.
哦，因为以前三地的传道哦，这个国语讲得很没有清楚哦。奉主耶稣圣名，给你死哈，给你洗的，给你死哈。
And in the past, the Aboriginal pastors, they don't say things very clearly, but they used to baptize saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I make you die."
哦。想一想也是有道理啊。
And I think about it, it actually makes sense.
跟耶稣基督一起死，然后一起复活。
We die with Christ and we resurrect with Christ.
所以为什么会流失，这个初信的为什么流失，可能这个在洗礼这个事情上他没有想清楚。
And so why would we have lost sheep? Maybe it is because they weren't clear about baptism.
那再来第二个就是洗礼之后，这个后续的栽培跟跟进的工作没有做好。
And the second possibility is maybe the work of cultivation or follow-up is not done well.
这个刚洗礼的这个弟兄这么说。
And a newly baptized brother once said.
说还没有洗礼的是是 VIP 了，洗礼之后变成这个是这个三等舱的。
And he said that before he was baptized, he was treated like a VIP. After he baptized, he felt like he was third class citizen.
为什么？因为他觉得还没有洗礼，还是慕道朋友一踏进教会还不要说踏进教会那个说要来聚会，就有人车子来接了进了教会有人带坐，还帮你拿圣经翻圣经
And he said that before he was baptized, even if somebody heard that he wants to come to church, the car will be ready to pick them up. And once he comes into the chapel, you know, people will usher him into the church and bring him Bibles and hymn books.
哦，甚至吃饭不用排队啊，人家都帮你盛好放在那边呐。
And he doesn't even have to stand in line to get food for lunch. Somebody will get food for him and put it in front of him.
啊，怎么我才刚洗礼，隔天就不一样哦？才过一个礼拜，怎么差这么多？
And so why is it after just 1 week of being baptized, it is so different?
哦，要自己去，哦，没有人带，没有人帮忙翻圣经，连吃饭还要排队。
And I have to do everything myself, and nobody is there to take me around, flip the Bible with me. I even have to stand in line for lunch.
哦，因为我们经常哦认为说啊，你已经洗礼了，你已经是神家里的人了，已经不是客人了。
And because we often think that now that you're baptized, you're a member of God's household, you're no longer a visitor.
哦，但却忘记他是神家里头的小人，哦，不是小人了，婴孩了，
哦。We forget that he is a babe in Christ.
哦，还没有长大。
He has not grown up yet.
所以还是需要继续的关怀。
He still needs continuous care and nurture.
哦，所以这个跟进，哦，栽培的工作就很重要。
And so the work of follow-up is very important.
哦，所以什么是跟进工作？
So what constitutes a follow-up?
哦，跟进工作是指，跟进人员，哦，协助这个慕道朋友或者出信的人来建立他的信仰的基础工作。
And the work of follow-up is to build up the foundation of the newly baptized believer's faith.
哦，让他在，信主之后，哦，培养他的灵性。
So that after they come to believe, they can be built up in their spirituality.
哦，直到他长大成熟为止。
Until they have grown up and matured.
哦，这个是跟进工作它的定义啊。
And this is the definition of follow-up work.
哦，所以这个跟进工作很重要。
And so follow-up work is very important.
哦，它有哪些重要性呢？
And so what are the importance of follow-up work?
哦，这个第一个重要性啊。
And the first one.
哦，啊，可以保护这个慕道朋友哦。来防止魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
Is to protect the truth seekers against Satan's attacks.
哦，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子一样。
Satan is like a roaring lion.
哦，要寻找那个软弱的哈，可吞吃的对象。
Seeking to devour those who are weak.
哦，慕道朋友也好哈，或者是刚信主的弟兄姐妹也好。
So whether it is truth seekers or newly baptized believers.
哦，对神的话语比较不熟悉。
Those who are not as familiar with God's words.
哦，属灵的经验也比较不够。
And they have not that much spiritual experience.
哦，所以他们灵性比较幼稚，比较脆弱。
And so their spiritualities are a little bit more immature and fragile.
哦，常常啊，会因着人啊的不哦这个不小心啊而被绊倒。
And sometimes will be tripped by people's carelessness.
哦，或者是在他的这个周遭哈，或者是他的朋友啦，哦，他的家人呐，哦，这些未信主的人的讥笑，啊，就放弃信仰。
And they may let go of their faith because of their relatives or friends who do not believe.
哦，或者是社会上哦的一些利益哈，引诱啊，啊，让他又走回头路了。
Or they're enticed by some gains or temptations from the world.
哦，所以必须要有灵性比较成熟的人员来帮助，来跟进。
And so we need spiritually strong members to give them guidance and help.
哦，在信仰上给他辅导。
And so that they can counsel them in their faith.
哦，这所以这个是跟进工作的第一，哦，它重要性的第一个。哦，
and so this is the first important aspect of doing follow-up work.
保护慕道朋友以及出信的人。
Is to protect the truth seekers and the newly baptized members.
哦，那第二个哈，哦，跟进工作的重要啊，是辅导啊这个出信的人啊，能够过一个基督徒的生活。
And the second importance of follow-up work is to guide those who come to believe to live a Christian lifestyle.
哦，刚刚我们谈到说，刚洗礼的人啊，在灵性上好像是婴孩一样。
And we mentioned that those who are newly baptized spiritually, they're like infants.
哦，对于教会的生活也好，家庭生活也好，社会生活也好，哦，啊，都还没有完全了解。
And whether it is in church life, in their work life, or life in society, they don't have a complete understanding.
哦，所以必须要有一个妥善的辅导。
And so they need an appropriate counsel.
哦，很多时候我们会认为， 一个基督徒哦，就是只要你受洗啊，求道圣灵啊，有参加聚会啊，还有奉献，有做圣工啊，这样就够了。
And sometimes we think it is enough for a member to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, to come to church every week, and to do some holy work and offer tithe.
哦，但却忘了说，原来信仰还有哦服事神。
But we forget that in our faith it includes serving God.
哦，那灵性才会成长。
So that the spiritual life can grow.
哦，所以怎么样？让这个初信的弟兄姐妹在他的生活上能够过基督徒的生活。
And so how can we make those who are newly baptized live a Christian lifestyle?
这个也是跟进工作很重要的一环。
And this is a very important aspect of follow-up work.
那第三个跟进工作它的重要也是要教导信徒怎么样学习做一个门徒。
And the third important aspect of follow-up work is to teach the believers to learn how to be a disciple.
有人这么说的说信徒、门徒、还有使徒。
And some people have said the difference between believers, disciples, and apostles.
最后就是圣徒。
Saints, and the last one will be saints.
所以有这个四个阶层。
And these are the four levels.
刚刚相信耶稣，这个是耶稣基督的信徒。
And so when you first believe in Jesus Christ, you are a believer.
那你接受他的洗礼他的教导那就成为他的门徒。
And you receive his baptism and his teachings, and you become a disciple.
那照着他所交付的传福音的使命，那你就成为使徒了。
And when you're entrusted with his work, then you become an apostle.
就是你能服侍他了。
Which means that you're now able to serve him.
那最后灵修完全就成为圣徒。
And at the end, after you complete spiritual cultivation, you become a saint.
所以我们这个跟进的工作也是在做这方面的教导。
And the work of follow-up is to teach this.
让他不单相信耶稣。
So that they not only believe in Jesus Christ.
还能够跟从耶稣。
That they can also follow Jesus Christ.
这个是跟进工作的第三个重要性。
So this is the third important aspect of follow-up work.
那第四个就是刚刚我们所说的要做使徒了。
And the fourth one is just what we mentioned, to teach them how to be a disciple.
从做门徒到能够得门徒了。
That from being a disciple, they learn how to gain more disciples.
从这个相信到跟从到侍奉然后再来进一步的能够做教导。
So from believing to following to serving and then to teaching.
这个也是跟进工作的重要性。
So this is also an important aspect of follow-up work.
所以以上这四点是我们为什么要重视跟进工作。
And so the above four points tell us why we have to emphasize follow-up work.
因为让布道者或者是初信的弟兄姐妹得到保护。
So that the truth seekers and newly baptized believers could be protected.
指导他们过基督徒的生活。
So then they can lead Christian lifestyles.
那教导他们学习做门徒。
So that they can be taught to become disciples.
那训练他们成为工人做这个得门徒的使徒。
And train them up to become workers so that they can gain more disciples.
那接下来我们来谈谈跟进工作它有什么目标。
And now let us talk about the objectives of follow-up work.
它有六个目标。
There are six objectives.
那第一个目标就是要找到信仰的一个确据。
And the first one is to lead others to find the assurance of their faith.
那借着真理的查考，借着圣灵的带领，借着神迹的证明。
So through studying the truth, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and testimonies of signs and miracles.
让信徒能够知道人跟神的关系。
So the believers know the relationship between God and man.
能够懂得用心灵诚实来敬拜交通。
So that they understand to worship God in spirit and in truth.
所以这个也是我们跟进工作它的一个目标。
And so this is an objective of follow-up work.
让我们能够知道我们跟神的关系。
To understand our relationship with God.
能够过这个 丰盛生命的生活。
To be able to lead an abundant life.
这是我们跟进工作的第一个目标。
And so that was the first objective of follow-up work.
能够得着信仰的确据。
To receive assurance of our faith.
其实这个也不单只是出信的，很多第二代、第三代的弟兄姐妹也需要。
Actually, this is not limited to newly baptized believers. A lot of second, third generation believers also need this.
有人这么讲啊。说信这个信主一年哦，主在眼前；信主三年，主在门边呢。那信主十年哦，是远在天边呢。
Somebody once said that if you believe the Lord for 1 year, the Lord is in front of you. If you believe for 3 years, He is at the door. And if you believe for 10 years, He is far away.
这个意思是说哦，随着这个时间的长久哦，很多。这个基督徒会失去信仰的体验。
And this is to illustrate that through the elongation of time, many believers lose the experience of faith.
尤其这个第二代、第三代的基督徒啊，从小就信主就洗礼的。
Especially the second and third generation believers who are baptized when they're young.
在这个属灵的羊圈里头，在这个属灵的温室里头，受到神的保护啊。
And in the spiritual sheepfold and in the spiritual greenhouse, they were protected by God.
那经常会没有体验。
And oftentimes they lack an experience.
那所以跟进的工作哈他要达到第一个目标就是得到信仰的确据哦。其实不是单单只是对初信的哈，对那个第二代、第三代的信徒也很重要。
And so the first objective of follow-up work to find assurance in their faith not only applies to newly baptized believers, but also to these second, third generation believers.
那再来这个跟进工作的第二个目标就是要让被跟进的人了解基督徒生活的基本内容。
And so the second objective of follow-up work is to allow them to understand the basic principles of Christian living.
比如说遇到婚丧喜庆的时候该怎么办？
For example, if they meet, encounter happy, joyous things or sad things, what should they do?
那对真耶稣教会，对他所归入的教会，的信仰、组织、管理、崇拜，种种，的这些活动，的内容，要进一步的了解。
And they understand the content of basic beliefs, the organization of the church, the management of the church, and also how worship activities go.
让他们能够生活信仰化，信仰生活化。
So that their life could be transformed spiritually.
这个也是跟进工作的目标。
And this is also another objective of follow-up work.
那第三个目标就是要帮助他建立灵修的生活。
The third objective is to help them establish a life of spiritual cultivation.
教导他怎么，好像早上这个周执事所说的哈，在我们一整天的时间要怎么做规划哈，灵修的规划。
Just like Deacon Zhou said this morning, how do we manage our time?
怎么样来这个研读查考圣经。
And how do we read the Bible and study it?
能够明白神的旨意，知道他的带领。
And to understand God's will and how He guides us.
这个就是这个属灵生活的建立啊。
And so this is the establishment of a spiritual life.
那第四个跟进工作的目标啊，就是要带领他对教会啊有一个归属感。
And the fourth objective is to guide them so that they get a sense of belonging in the church.
借着弟兄姐妹肢体之间的生活。
And through interacting with brothers and sisters.
以及关怀辅导等等。
And through their concern and their counsel.
知道这个团契肢体生活的他精神，他的精神。
To understand the spirit of fellowship.
那对教会就有一种归属感。
And so that they can get a sense of belonging to the church.
就不会经常讲说传道您教会，您教会。
So that they won't make the mistake of saying, "Oh, pastor, you're in your church."
怎么会是我的教会？是我们的教会啊！怎么老是讲另教会、另教会？你的教会，你的教会。
So why would it be my church? It should be our church.
因为没有归属感。
And it's because they lack the sense of belonging.
所以这个跟进工作其中的目标就是让弟兄姐妹有一个 对教会有归属感、哦、
So one of the objective of follow-up work is so that the members have a sense of belonging in the church.
那不但有归属感，还要有参与感、哦、这是第五个目标。
And so not only a sense of belonging, but the fifth objective is so that they can be participants.
哦，在他啊灵修哦以及训练哦这个告一个段落哦，就安排他服侍了。
So after they reach a certain level in spiritual cultivation and training, then they can participate in holy work.
哦，发挥他从圣灵那边得到的恩赐。
So then they can freely exhibit what they have learned from the Holy Spirit.
哦，在教会当中啊，成为服事的肢体。
That in the church to become a working member.
哦，在侍奉当中学习成长。
That through their servitude they can learn to grow.
哦，这也是跟进工作的重要性哦的目标哦。
So this is another important objective of follow-up work.
啊，那最后啊，就是对教会圣工要有个使命感。
And lastly, to cultivate a sense of commission to the church.
哦，一个能够在侍奉当中长进的信徒。
And a member who can grow in their service.
哦，那自然呢、啊、就会对教会有责任感。
Naturally would have a sense of responsibility toward the church.
哦，不但可以独立负责哦所担负的工作。
Not only can they individually bear the responsibility for the church work.
哦，那甚至他也能够成为教会的一个领导者。
They can also become a leader in the church.
哦，一个栽培者。
Somebody that can train up somebody else.
哦。啊，这个也是跟进工作的最终目标。
And this is the ultimate goal of follow-up work.
哦，那以上就是跟进工作的六个目标。
And so the above are the six objectives of follow-up work.
哦，能够帮助人找到信仰的确据。
To find assurance of their faith.
哦，了解基督徒生活的内容。
To help them understand the basic principles of Christian living.
建立灵修的生活。
Help them establish a life of spiritual cultivation.
哦、啊，对教会有归属感啊，有参与感。
Help them have a sense of belonging in the church and allowing them to participate.
哦，最后要有使命感。
And the very end to allow them have a sense of commission in the church.
哦，那接下来我们谈谈说，这个跟进人员哈、哦，必须要有哪方面具备哪些资格
？And so now we'd like to talk about the qualifications of those who do follow-up work.
哦，那第一个哈、哦，这个教会跟进人员哈、哦、的第一个资格就是要懂得跟主哦，跟神要建立良好的关系。
So the first qualification for those who want to do follow-up work is to know how to establish a good relationship with the Lord.
哦，因为我们服侍的不是一般社会上的老板哦，而是天上的真神。
Because the one we serve is not an ordinary boss we have in the world, it is the true God in heaven.
哦，我们所做的是圣工，不是一般世界上的工作。
What we do is holy work, not just any work.
哦，所以我们不能够啊，像在世界上一样，只强调组织方法、管理等等。
So we can't emphasize like we do in the world, just organization and structure and methods.
哦，更要祈求从神、从上头来的能力帮助。
We need to ask the power from above, from God.
哦，所以一个跟进人员。
So one who does follow up.
哦，他必须要。哦、与主与神有良好的关系。
Must have a good relationship with the Lord.
哦，他的灵性啊、哦，要能够追求长进，积极的灵修。
That they must seek and be active in seeking the spiritual cultivation.
哦，他拥有耶稣基督的生命。
And have a life that is Christ-like.
哦，那能够叫人啊安心的来信靠他。
And so that others can trust and can rely on them.
哦，会主动的来祈求他的帮助。
And so others will be very willing to ask for their advice.
哦，所以跟进的这个跟进人员呢、哦，不一定都是在社会上呢，或者在他的这个成好、哦、在教会里头哈、哦，都是所谓的很有成就哈、哦、不一定都是这样的人哦。
And so people who do follow up work in the church don't always have to be very well qualified in the world.
哦，他有可能啊是一个哦，只是一个哈、哦、老伯伯啦，或者是哈、哦、一个我们老姐妹，也有可能只是这样。
He may be an old uncle or an old sister in the church.
哦，他是他的灵性哈、哦、啊，却很自然能够散发出耶稣基督那个馨香的啊馨香之气。
But his spirituality can very naturally emanate that fragrance of Christ.
因为他跟主有良好的关系。
Because he has a very good relationship with God.
哦，那这个哦，啊，就是跟进人员的第一个资格。
And so that is the first qualification for one who wants to do follow-up.
哦，那第二个资格就是，啊，愿意为主来舍弃。
And the second qualification is to be willing to sacrifice.
哦，主耶稣曾经说哦，要当他的门徒啊，必须要。 哦、要舍弃身外跟舍弃身内的两样东西。
And Jesus Christ once said that to be his disciples, he must be able to give up something from the outside and something from the inside.、
哦、什么叫做外在跟内在的？外在当然我们比较清楚知道，就是为主舍弃、哦、这个身外之物、哦、就是舍弃我们金钱啊、名声、地位等等。
And so giving up what's on the outside may be easy to understand, which is to give up maybe your status and your wealth.、
哦、那内在的就是、哦我们的我们的思想，我们的主观，我们的主权呢、啊、
？And from the inside are things like our own concepts, our sovereignties.
哦，因为跟进人员哦，有时候哦可能会遇到很多事情。
Because those who do follow up may encounter many situations.
哦，那这些被跟进的人哦，他请求帮助哦，哦，有可能啊在哦。不同的事情上，不同的时间里头。
Because those who are being followed up, they may encounter different things at different times.
哦，所以跟进的人员呢、啊，他如果没有下定决心呢、啊，愿意舍弃一切、啊、
And so for those who do follow up, if they do not determine to give up everything,
哦，就很难能够做好。
It's very difficult to do a good job.
哦，所以要像耶稣基督一样。
And so we have to imitate Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，要有哦这个舍弃自己的决心。
To have this heart to give up oneself.
好，那第三个哦，啊，跟进人员啊，必要的必备的条件啊，要有爱人灵魂的心。
And the third qualification for those who do follow-up work is to have a love for the souls of others.
哦，那上一堂小弟有谈到哦，那个三个公务人员哈、哦、的那个错误的说法哈、哦，这个啊，我不知道，不关我的事，我来的时候已经是这样哦。啊、这个不能当跟进人员哦。
And in the last class, I shared about the advice, the three phrases commonly used by government officials, which is, I don't know, what does it have to do with me? And it was like that when I was here.、this is not something that we can use as a follow-up worker.、
哦、小弟到现在还有一件、哦、很遗憾的事情。
And to today, there's something that I regret.、
哦、那是发生在、啊、还没有当传道，那时候还在社会上上班的时候。
And this happened before I was a preacher. I was still working in society.
啊，那小弟当时是做这个，维修保养哦，这个影印机、传真机这些事务机器的哦，这个工作。
And so at that time, I worked in maintaining and servicing some machines.
Office machine.
Office machine.
Copy machine 哦，那 fax 哦。啊，有一次哈、哦，这个要急着往客户那边哈。哦去服务的时候，经过一个地下道。
And once I was in a hurry to go to my client, and I was passing through a tunnel.
哦，那看到有一个母亲哈、哦，带着一个看起来就知道哈、哦，就是有智障的一个儿子哈、哦，在卖那个 lottery。
And I saw a mother who has a child, and you can tell that this child is mentally disabled, and she was selling lottery.
哦，啊，这个母亲哦，带着她的孩子哦，就。向过往的人吆喝说：“买奖券哦，来买奖券哦，买奖券哦。”
And so this mother with a baby would ask everybody who was passing by, "Buy a lottery, please buy a lottery, come buy a lottery."
哦，那他这个儿子啊，大概看起来像是至少也是哈、哦，是个十五六岁的人哦。
Oh, sorry, and her son was around 15 or 16 years old.
哦啊，也是很单纯，而且很大声的哈、哦，跟着他妈妈在喊。
And he was very innocent, and he also loudly imitated his mom and shouted out loud.
哦，小弟真的是很想说停下来哦，跟他传福音。
And I really wanted to stop then and there and preach the gospel to them.
哦，但是哦，急着一定要，因为如果没有赶快到客户那边哦，哎，会算违约的哦，因为那客户都有签这个保养的哈、哦、维修的合约，时间内一定要到的。
But I was in a hurry at that time, and if I don't get there on time, I would have avoided the contract of our servicing their equipment.
啊，我就想说，等我哦，啊，事情做好，我就回来。
And I was thinking that after I finish the job, I can come back.
啊，但是回来的时候，他们已经不在那边了。
But when I came back, they were no longer there.
哦，啊，那个之后的一个礼拜哈、哦，我每天都需要在那边找啊，但是再也都没有发现他们。
And for 1 week after that incident, every day I would go around that area to look for them, but I couldn't find them.
哦、所以他们那种哦喊着说买奖券哦，买奖券，那个场那个影像、哦、一直在我脑海里面。
And so that mental image of them shouting, "Please buy a lottery, buy a lottery," it is imprinted in my mind.
哦，所以一个这个。跟进的人员哦，心里一定要有爱哦。
And so the holy or the follow-up worker must have love.
啊，要为人的灵魂的事上哦，经常有负担。
To feel the weight of responsibility for the loss of souls.
啊，那在第四个啊，啊，这个跟进人员的条件哦，要有耐性。
And the fourth qualification of a follow-up worker is that they should have great patience.
哦，有时候啊，一个跟进的工作哦。不是三言两语两三下就能够完成的。
And sometimes the work of follow-up is not something you can complete and just very easily.
哦，那个早上周执事也谈到说，有时候电话一接一谈一两个钟头啊。
And Deacon Toh so also shared this morning that sometimes you receive phone calls and they could be for several hours.
哦，那有可能啊，一直同样的问题一直在那边绕，一直绕哦。
And they may repeat and circle around the same questions.
哦，那因为他就走不出来啊。
And it's because they can't come out of that situation.
哦，那所以哦，跟进的人员要有耐心哦。
And so the follow-up worker must have patience.
哦，就像主耶稣哦，训练这些门徒也是有耐心。
Just as Lord Jesus was very patient when he trained up the disciples.
为了造就他们的灵性。
To edify their spirituality.
像那个彼得啊，约翰、雅各哦。
Just like Peter, James, and John.
哦，也都是啊，哦，经过主耶稣的造就哦，栽培才顽石点头的。
And they were well cultivated and edified by the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，那个多马哦。甚至他也不相信耶稣复活啊！我非得要亲眼看到、亲手摸到，我才相信。
And even Thomas, he didn't believe that Jesus was resurrected. He says, "I have to see with my own eyes and touch with my own hands before I believe."
耶稣也没有说啊，那个小信的人，管你去死。
And Lord Jesus didn't say, "Oh, you have little faith, just go perish."
哦，主耶稣还特别显现哦，为了造就他的信心，说来来来来，摸摸看，摸摸看哦。
And Jesus appeared in order to strengthen his faith, and he says, "Come and touch."
哦，这个多马啊、哦，马上就了解了，我的主，我的神。
And Thomas immediately understood and believed and said, "My Lord, my God."
哦，所以要有耐性哦。
And so we have to have patience.
好、哦，那最后一个哈、哦，跟进人员哦，啊，要接受过。跟进工作的训练。
And then a follow-up worker must receive training in doing follow-up work.
今天呢、哦、有很多工人、哦、可能认为说啊，我都听过了，我也都会，我且也正在做了。
And there are some workers today who may say that I've heard it all. I know how to do it.
哦，那教会有这方面的讲习啊，就会不想参加。
And they may not be interested in attending seminars hosted by the church.
哦，其实很多时候这个讲习训练呢是教学相长的。
But actually, a lot of these seminars are benefit each other mutually.
哦，有时候你可能不是来学的，有可能你是分享哎。来帮助别人学习的。
Sometimes you're not here to learn, but maybe you can share with others what you know.
哦，所以我们哦也要好参加这个训练讲习哦。
And so we should come to these training.
哦，这所以以上这五个哈、哦、就是跟进人员的一些条件。
And so the above five are the qualifications of people who do follow-up work.
好、哦，那最后就是跟进的方法。
And then we were going to talk about the method of carrying out follow-up work.
跟进的方法有三种。
And there are three things.
第一种是自发性的跟进。
The first one is self-motivated.
这个是借着哈这个广告的媒体的，比如说传单啊、小册、刊物、报纸哈、电台、电视、Internet 哈。来做跟进。
It may be some outward media materials such as pamphlets, booklets, publication, newspaper, radio, TV.
讲到这边小弟有这个台湾总会所发行的52课的这初信班的这个课程。
And this made me think of in the Taiwan GA, they had a 52 series pamphlet of for those who are new believers.
有中文也有英文的、哦。
There's a Chinese and English.
那如果有需要、小弟很乐意提供给大家用。
And if anybody would like some, I can offer some copies.
那其实我们 我看我们圣何西教会那边有那个让人家借的那个 CD 生命之粮那个也是很好的材料。
And I see that in San Jose Church, they have a place where you can borrow CDs like the Bread of Life, and these are also very helpful.
那个都是自发性跟进的的这个教材
And these are materials for for self-motivated follow-up work.
那第二个跟进的方法是个别的跟进。
And the second type is a follow-up work carried by individuals.
就是对我们的初信的弟兄姐妹或者是慕道朋友这个一对一的关系，帮助他在信仰生活上来追求成长。
And this is done one-on-one with true seekers or newly believed baptized.
在真理的传授或者是在生命见证的交流上。
And whether it is about passing down the truth or sharing about their life experiences.
这个是个别的跟进
And so this is individual follow-up work.
那第三种就是群体的跟进。
And the third one is group follow-up work.
这个借着比如说慕道班或者是初信班。
And this can include a truth-seeking class.
或者是这个团契或者是家庭聚会。
Or fellowships and family services.
来做跟进。
To do follow-up work.
来。达到这个真理的传授或者是生命见证的分享。
So we can pass down the truth or share about life experience.
以上这个就是有关跟进的方法。
And so these are the methods of carrying out follow-up work.
那我们现在还有一些时间，我们就分组来讨论。
And now we have a bit more time, so let's divide up into groups for discussion.
怎么样来做好这个跟进工作
？How to do a good job with follow-up work?
那我们教会。在这个跟进上无论是慕道朋友也好，初信的弟兄姐妹也好，有什么要再改进或者是值得提出来跟其他这个弟兄姐妹分享的。
And whether it is for true seekers or newly baptized believers, we can raise some comments on how we can do a better job with follow-up work in the church.
这个。正面的经验或者失败的经验都可以。
Whether it is a successful experience or a failed experience are both welcome.
那我们四点的时候我们就回来我们最后我们祷告再来结束这一次的讲习会。
And we'll come back to the chapel at 4 o'clock to conclude this afternoon service.
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.